Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. I want to thank you for joining us today. I do want to thank you for sharing us with your friends, family, and associates. Our viewership and listenership is well over 700,000 now, so we're very thankful for you just sharing us with it. Now, spring's on the way, okay? Some places still got a little snow here and rain and all that stuff, but many are trying to plan for the next travel adventure. How would you like to go on vacation of your dreams? Those dream vacations are typically daunting and way beyond your budget. Don't worry, we have Coach Chris here. He's going to teach us all the travel precautions, how to plan that trip, the insider tips and tricks to going on your dream vacation without breaking the bank. Sometimes as much as 90% off. You're going to want to stick around for that interview. But first, let's talk about what's going on in the market and how it's going to affect you, the whole shot. So, you know, folks, as of this day, it's going to take a major event for the market to downturn. This unrealistic exuberance that we're seeing right now, it's just like we were in 1999, 2007, 2022. We have things that are just not realistic. The events that took down, those were tech bubble, the mortgage crisis, as well as the pandemic. Let's take a moment and get to the nitty-gritty of what's happening to make the market go down. Right now, we're in a period of unrealistic exuberance. It's just euphoric. And we have to take a step back. The reason why, because we're all at different stages of life. We were 50 years old, like Burr in 2008 when it hit then. Most of you are listening to me today. You're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. We need to take a step back and talk about what's really happening. Talk a lot about purpose versus performance and the need to make your obligated money isolated from all those different economic storms that can attack your lifestyle. Think about what's going on today. The market right now, everybody's talking about the Magnificent Seven. Think the Magnificent Seven. Yes, it's the Magnificent Seven. It's not really the Magnificent Seven. It's actually the Final Four. It's almost like that basketball tournament's going on right now. When you think about that, as those markets are being propped up on the backs of two, maybe four stocks, and if you look at the returns of those four stocks versus that of the rest of the S&P, there's a massive disparity. Remember what's happened in 1999. Back in the infancy when many of you started investing, some of you might remember, okay, we didn't feel it when we were younger because we had a job to back you up. In 2007, again, unrealistic exuberance. It took an event to burst the bubble. My question to you, do you feel we're in a bubble today? Because the definition of two to four stocks carrying the enormous weight of the entire market, to me, my definition, and most of the experts out there would call it a bubble. It could take a major event. Now, what could that event be? Think geopolitical. Think about what's happening in Russia, Gaza, the supply chain issues in China, the disruption in the supply chain issues because of the Red Sea issues, as well as the impact that happened in the Baltimore Harbor. What's important is to talk about the aspects of money. We need to have a clear understanding of the functionality of our money. The money we worked so hard for, saved for so many years, because so much of our money is caught or invested in one area, and that area is performance. Once we are in retirement, there is money that is 100% obligated to support and maintain your lifestyle. And it's referred to as purpose money. This money supports and maintains your lifestyle. It covers your healthcare costs, not only now, but later in life. Time is not an ally of purpose money because you need it now. If the purpose money's not protected, your options are going to be reducing your lifestyle or cannibalizing your assets. Performance money, on their hand, is money that's not obligated to you. Money that is here today, gone tomorrow. It doesn't have an effect on your everyday life. Time is the ally of performance money, because if you look at all the studies, it might go up and down like that, but somewhere down in the future, it's going to be higher. Given time, God willing, everybody survives a virus, okay? And at some point in the future, your money will grow back. The question you want to have now is this: should your purpose money be obligated to what's going on, or be subject to what's going on in the market right now? Something to ponder on today. I want to thank you for joining us today here on Saving with Steve. We're going to be right back, and I'm going to introduce you to Chris Kleff. So stick with us, and we'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Well, hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank you for sharing with your friends. We've got over 700,000 listeners, and we're really grateful for all that. All the replays are available at www.savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories like you will today of helpful information and insights on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve your problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal financial freedom. By the way, you can also follow us on Facebook at Saving with Steve Sexton. Check out the Insiders Club, get all the gifts, the whole shot. What I'd like to do right now is just introduce you to Coach Chris. See, spring's on the way. Many people are trying to travel for that next plan for the next travel adventure. How would you like to go on the vacation of your dreams? Those dream vacations are typically daunting, very expensive. Don't worry, we have Coach Chris here. He's going to teach us how to deal with all the travel precautions, the insider tips and tricks, and going on your dream vacation without breaking your bank. So with that, I want to introduce you to Coach Chris. Coach, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here again.
I'm really happy. Our listeners love you. They love the information that you provide. But let's get to it. We're going to be talking today about precautions, planning, and how to save some money. So let's first of all start talking about travel precautions. What are the things that people need to be prepared for before they go on a trip from a precaution standpoint?
Plan in advance. Leave more time to get to the airport. One tip, if you do fly often or even a few times a year, get the TSA membership. It speeds you through the lines, that sort of thing. Get the apps of your airlines on your phone so you could check before you go to the airport if your flight's on time, canceled, look at other options, etc. So in this busy summer travel time, that's a good tip to start off. And also, if you're staying at locations, I'd avoid Airbnb, my opinion, because you're much better off running a timeshare from one of the hotel chains because it meets their safety security standards, whereas you stay at an Airbnb or a guest at somebody's home and you don't know what sanitary security measures there are, plus you're not going to get the full resort amenities. So those are a couple of tips I'd keep about. But in this busy season, also check alternate airports. A lot of times in your area, like I'm coming out to California the last week of June, I'm going to look to save money, whether I'm better off flying in your neighborhood in San Diego, Orange County, John Wayne, or LAX. There's going to be a big difference of flight times, convenience. So, and same thing where I'm in Florida, I'm in Palm Beach area. When I take a trip back, you know, to California or anywhere, I'll check all three airports, Fort Lauderdale, where I live, Palm Beach, as well as Miami. Now, we're fortunate in Florida to have a high-speed rail, goes 110 miles an hour right into the airport. So if you have to get to the airport, you don't have to worry about dropping yourself off transportation. So it facilitates getting to the least expensive, most convenient airport.
That's wonderful. Now, let's talk about planning. How do we go about planning the next trip? You know, obviously we get all the precautions prepared for the airport. So let me ask you this. I know you go to Europe. When you're going to Europe, what are the things that you should be concerned about when you're going to Europe? What are the things that you should plan for, especially if you're taking a trip there? What would be the, you know, what would be the steps to take?
Number one rule, plan in advance. If you know you want to go to Europe, look at the off season, check what airlines go there. In other words, there's a lot of airlines fly to Europe. A lot, there's a lot of reciprocity on airlines, credits card, and their miles and loyalty programs. So if you have a lot of miles, let's say with Delta or American or United, see what European airlines accept their currency, so to speak, that you could utilize on their trips. Same thing with American Express. They have membership miles. See what European airlines they're in partnership with to use your basically loyalty frequent flyer currency. And again, like I've told your audience before, don't always think about hotels. Look at all the major hotel chains and non-hotel chains have timeshares, vacation clubs all over Europe. I know Marriott does, Hilton, et cetera. Look at that option as opposed to hotels.
Now we get into, here's the precautions, here's what we need to do. How do we go about finding some great deals on travel?
Yeah, well, the two biggest aspects, as I've told your audience before, are airline charges and accommodations. That accounts to, studies say, about 85, 90%. Mm-hmm. And again, with airlines, pick your destination that you want to go to. It's on your bucket list, family reunion, vacation, et cetera, and find out what airline goes there. You know, you could Google that. And then if you don't have their bank sponsored credit card, get it. Get the sign up bonus, because every airline, as I mentioned to your audience before, I don't care if it's Southwest, United, American, Delta, your people go in your area to Hawaii, Loa, Hawaiian Air, they all have a bank-sponsored credit card, and they have sign-up bonuses. You spend X amount of money, and you get miles up front, and then you don't pay also luggage check-in. And a lot of the credit cards, you get priority boarding. So figure out where you want to go, investigate what airline takes you there, and then make sure you and your spouse get their credit cards. And that's how you're going to fly for free, basically. A little planning in advance. You have to spend the minimum. But if you learn the tricks, like I tell people, you could put your car insurance like I do with homeowners insurance. It adds up on the credit cards to get the initial spending amount done. And you're going to save a heck of a lot of money. So, again, plan the trip, the destination, figure out what airline goes there, and make sure you have that airline's bank sponsored credit card, each one, whether it's Southwest, like I said, United, American, Delta, they all have them.
Well, it was interesting you said that, because I just got a notification Southwest has, if you sign up and spend $5,000, they'll give you 100,000 points.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way to go. And then you leverage that. Think about it. If you're married, you get one. Once you do the minimum spending or whatever, and your spouse get one, it adds up. And if you have a business like you do or I do, you get the business version of the card. So that's an additional leverage point. And these things, they do add up. Now, another tip while we're on this subject is the currency value of these frequent flyer miles for an inflationary cycle have gone way, way up. In other words, you used to fly round trip with 25, 30,000 miles. Now they want 75, 100,000 miles. So after you accumulate the loyalty miles, just be cognizant, plan in advance. You might have to make two stops instead of one to save 50% day of the week. I mean, there's a wide gamut of the number of points you need for a trip. So it takes, if you're trying to save the most money like I do and my clients do, after you have the frequent flyer miles, you go to the app of the airline of your choice and look at the options, the different days of the week, whether you want to make one stop, two stops, et cetera. And I use myself as an example. I came back from the end of the ski season from Reno back to Florida. And I have plenty of American Airline miles. But by making one extra stop that costs me another 2 hours, I save like 40,000 frequent flyer points. And if you know, that's the equivalent of $400. So for me, an hour or 2 hours of my time certainly worth $400. So it's a game, but be cognizant and learn the rules, how to play the game. It changes every day.
I was just going to say, we played that game too. We were planning a trip to Europe, and I have a daughter that lives out of state. So we were thinking about, hey, we'll fly you into LAX, which is cheaper to go over and all that kind of stuff. And when we figured it all out, we saved the equivalent of $300 per ticket, and obviously points, by actually taking a flight from LAX to London, a $50 flight to Paris, a $50 flight to Ireland, and the flight home from Ireland to LAX, just because it's on a Friday, we are actually spending the equivalent of about $900 when it should be $1,400 per ticket. So that's $2,000 off for the four of us. We're loving that.
You hit the nail on the head. It does take some time. That's, you know, to be a travel coach, guru, hacking, it takes a little bit of time and effort, but you could save a heck of a lot of money that way. Do your research, plan in advance. Like you said, look at alternative airports, alternative days, and, you know, add one and one is two and just figure it out easy, especially for family traveling. A single person, it might be different, but when you're on a family reunion, family vacation, you put all the travel costs together and makes a heck of a lot of time. Again, look for different days, be flexible on your days of the week, because there's a big difference in the mileages. Once you have these cards and miles to use, days of the week change, plan in advance, and look at alternative airports, just like you've stated.
Yeah, it's interesting because it took about 2 weeks. But what was really interesting, the more my wife checked, the more notifications she got for lower prices.
Yeah.
And then when it got down to it, it was so funny because it was so much more expensive to leave from London. But Dublin's just a smaller airport. It's an international airport, but it's a smaller one. And we were really surprised it was that less expensive. And obviously, they don't have as many travelers as Heathrow or Gatwick does or anything like that.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. You know, my son, big shot account auditor, he's just spent a month in Australia, you know, on business. And then in New Zealand, he just checked because I'm his father. This is how you do it. And he wound up saving thousands in his flights, just being flexible, doing the extra research, you know, international flights. Because longer you fly international, the big savings are there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, hey, look, folks, we're going to take a break. Be right back with more Saving with Steve and Coach Chris. So stick with us.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. We're back here with Coach Chris Kless. He's the guru. We've been talking about how to save money on mileage. One of the things I do want to add, we have actually gotten multiple credit cards with the different airlines. We've got one with Marriott. We got one with Hyatt. They're offering 180,000 points, which really helped a lot when we were with our European travel. It's nice to get a lot for free, and all you really have to do is bill a certain amount to them. And I love that. One of the big things with travel is actually accommodations. And there's a number of ways that you can reduce and eliminate the cost besides using points. And that's one of the reasons why Chris is here. He's just going to talk about how we can lower the cost when it comes to accommodations. So Chris, what's the best way to go about doing that?
Yeah, accommodations are number one or two, what it costs. Like you mentioned a good point. Let me just expound on that. All the hotel chains, the major hotel chains, come with credit cards. And if you want to stay in a hotel, sign up for their credit cards. They have sign-up bonuses where you get 150,000 points through one credit card. So again, if you do the initial spending, you get free nights. So if you need to stay in hotels, get the credit cards with the hotels, and it's another way. Really, for accommodations, a typical family vacation, trip, etc., I say stay away from hotels. If you don't have to stay in hotels. Why? Because they're all hotel chains. We've all stayed there. But they all have timeshare. They don't call them timeshares anymore. It's a bad connotation because all the false selling practices of the timeshare companies. They call them vacation clubs. You can rent from an owner now. Never rent from the hotel chain. The owner's maintenance prices have gone way up. My prices have gone up 40% for maintenance, which means the supply and demand. That means owners are trying to get back their maintenance charge. So what they're doing is renting out their vacation clubs, timeshares at all these resort locations around the world at a very discounted rate. Whoever has the lowest price on the internet, and you're going to get top quality resorts. They all come with full resort amenities. Some come with free golf, and they're all over the world. The two resources for your audience to use where owners put their units for renters to rent on the timeshare locations are redweek.com, redweek.com, and the other one is TUG, TUG2.com, Timeshare Users Group. And that'll give you a list. You put in the location. You put in the area you want a vacation, it'll give you a listing of owners that are trying to get back their maintenance. They're going to rent out units, trust me, for less than Motel 6 prices, where you're going to stay in luxury accommodations for such a low cost. There's no service charges. You don't pay hotel taxes. You don't pay sales taxes, etc. You deal with the owner. Just be cognizant. Make sure there's a lot of scammers out there that you get a lease. You get the official verification from the person renting the timeshare that their name is on the deed. You check with the hotel. You make a safety call. You just follow through. And that's a way to save 70, 80, 90% on your accommodations. And it applies to Europe, too. They might not be all hotel chains, but again, the same thing as owners own them. They're not using them. You're just trying to get back some of their maintenance charges. They're willing to rent them out. And it's much better than Airbnb because you're going to get resort amenities, swimming pools. And if it is a hotel chain, you're going to get the safety, the sanitization of the hotel company that manages that place. So for Accommodations, I recommend that.
So I'm just going to share my our planning. We're going to leave from Dublin, but we're actually staying in a 200-year-old castle. There's a number of rooms that are timeshares, but these rooms are three-bedroom rooms. They have big sofas. They actually come with pianos. This is the place that has the gigantic pool and overlooks the ocean. And we're getting it for essentially 10 cents on the dollar.
So, like I said, 10 cents on a dollar. People don't believe me. And I'm glad you're there to substantiate. My biggest problem, I've been in this business for 15 or 20 years, speaking around the country, people don't believe it's possible to do this. But it is. I do it, especially in today's time. We're in a divided country without getting into politics. All of us need to retreat, relax, renew, rejoice, and remember. We got to create those memories and experiences. Inflation's way up there. Like I said, in travel, it's not 3% or 4%. It's 300%. So you can still live the dream. Another one of my sound bites is we travel not to escape life, but for life not to escape us. You don't have to be rich to live rich. Just use some of these tips that I've given to you on your shows. They could go to my website, again, coachchrisspeaks.com, coachchrisspeaks.com. I have a YouTube channel with about 15 or 20 YouTubes. Just go to Coach Chris Speaks on YouTube. Some more travel tips and et cetera. The middle class now, the baby boomers, people want to travel, the family reunions, et cetera, live the dream. You saved $80,000 by being in a timeshare. A hotel goes for $1,300 a night plus $80 to park your car. And I have cost of goods are 15% of a hotel and I'm sleeping six. So it can be done. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm there to help people. And again, I speak for a living at associations as a breakout session speaker. So if you have a group that you think this type of advice might benefit your audience or your meetings, by all means, all the information's on my website. Give me a call and I'll be glad to help you out.
I just want to share something. I was just looking at Red Week and I was looking at the Waikoloa Beach. This is the Bay Club, very expensive place, $600-$700 a night. A two-bedroom unit, that means it sleeps a whole bunch. It's only $279 a night. $700 down to $279. What a heck of a savings. A lot of people can afford to go to that place and enjoy
it. Yeah, and the key here now is you don't have to own to rent. All these units are legitimate. The renters own them, like myself. I own a lot. I put them on the internet. I'm practically giving them away. Oceanfront units, I can't use them. I got to pay my maintenance. I'm just looking to make some money back to pay my maintenance. And who gets the benefit? It's the renter. They're staying at these high-class resorts with all these amenities without paying sales tax. They're getting the biggest bang for their vacation dollars. It's definitely the way to go.
Chris, I want to thank you for being on the show today. You're really a source of knowledge for helping people travel the world for a lot less than what it should cost, and to help them plan the right way. So thanks for being on the show. How can people get a hold of you if they need to?
Just go to coachchrisspeaks.com. All my contact information is there. Feel free to call me. People just mentioned they heard me on your show. I'll give them a free consultation, point them in the right direction. As you know, Steve, everybody's travel desires and needs are different. So there's a different solution for everybody, but you can do it in total four five-star luxury for pennies on the dollar. It's possible.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate you being here with us today. Everybody, thanks for joining us today. Again, the replays are available at Saving with Steve US. If you enjoy the stories of helpful information, just like Chris shared with us today, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, all these networks are dedicated to empowering you to live a life of personal and financial freedom. So with that, I want to thank you all for joining us. Hope you have a wonderful week and we'll look forward to seeing you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton.